you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Amanda reached out. Hey, guys, I'm actually reaching out on behalf of a friend of mine who has a question I really don't know the best answer to. Mm-hmm. She's been dating a guy for a few weeks. She's really into him. She's trying to keep it light, go with the flow, letting him set the pace for the relationship just to kind of see where it goes. But here's the tricky part. She found out last year she's never going to be able to have kids. Oh. She's come to terms with it. But this is the first guy she's dated since getting that info. Now, she doesn't want to tell him too soon and risk kind of scaring him off. Again, only been a few weeks. But then if she waits too long, she knows he deserves to know if it gets serious. Oh. So I guess what I'm asking for her is, when is the appropriate time to tell him something like that?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I mean, that's deep.
Yeah, but I mean, if
bringing
it's...
up kids early into the relationship can be really... like, make a guy run real fast.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's, I think, a different conversation than a, hey, I'm ready for kids now type of conversation. It's a, hey, just so you know, I found this out last year, you know, and I want to say it's whenever she feels comfortable saying it, but yeah. I think that's what she's coming to us and asking.
Yeah. Is there ever like a sweet spot in the relationship, a window of time where it's kind of like you've been dating well enough to where it's kind of established before you invest too much time if that is going to be a deal breaker?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's different for everyone, but it's probably something that she should at least let him know here in the next month or so. You know, I mean, if it's getting more serious, and I can understand, like, if she doesn't see it, like, going very much further, then, you know, who cares? But, you know, there's always ways to get children if she can't have them biologically.
Yes, then, way more options.
Yeah, so, you know, the option of never having you know, a little human to call your son or daughter is not you know, off the table. But
no, but if it's important to her partner to have biological children,
that could definitely be something. Good question. 502-795-1997. Is there ever a perfect time for this?
I think my biggest thing would be, you know, once you try to, when she starts to figure out there's potential here, that's maybe when you start having some of the conversations. Got a text, maybe wait a couple months, see if it's brought up organically. If not, be like, hey, I respect you, wanted to let you know this and know your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of hard to bring up out of the blue. Just say, hey, so thought you should know.
Fun fact.
I know, right? So, or not so fun fact. Would love to hear your experience with this, especially if, you know, you're in the situation, it's more of a non-traditional situation with kids, or how you approached it with your partner and how it all went down, because this could probably help in this situation here with group therapy. All right, 502-795-1997. She's been dating a guy for a few weeks, really into him. The tricky part is she found out last year she's never going to be able to have kids. She's come to terms with that. But now this guy, she doesn't know when she tells him, if she tells him, how she tells him, and all that.
A lot of suggestions on Facebook. Uh-huh. HJ said, I'd say before they take their first couples trip or meeting the family, have that conversation. Sarah said the sooner the better. That way, if things do get serious and he wants kids, he can't throw out there that she never told him. Also, miracles happen. I was never supposed to be able to have kids. I have a 7-year-old.
There you go. Bethany said, on the flip side, I told my husband as soon as we were, quote, official, that I wanted kids one day, so that if he didn't want them, we wouldn't waste our time. I don't think there's any harm in having that conversation early on, as long as you're speaking about the future.
Yes, if you get to the point where you're exclusive and you feel like there's potential for a future, then maybe that's the time we start talking about some of the bigger things.
Yeah, another suggestion from a text message says, have a conversation about deal breakers. Like, hey, what would be a deal breaker for you? You know, smoking, cheating, kids, you know, that sort of thing. So she can kind of bring it up comfortably as opposed to just randomly.
Yeah.
But there are, go ahead.
We got another text message. This is kind of along the same lines. I was diagnosed with stage 3C ovarian cancer at age 28, had to have a hysterectomy because of its severity.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a tough pill to swallow. That's a really hard conversation to have.
Mm-hmm.
True gentlemen are going to understand that a woman's health will always come first, and there are other means to having kids in your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I've always been upfront about, even though it has sometimes been very difficult to discuss.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of people who are being way more gracious than maybe I even expected them to be. But yeah, just like, hey, you know, there are things that there are reversals that can happen. You know, there are miracles that can happen. You know, you think maybe you can't have kids. Maybe that is true. Maybe that's not. But regardless, if you like this guy, you know, maybe a sooner than later approach with this whole kid talk thing is a good way to go.
Yeah, I think once you get to the point in the relationship where you know that things are solid and there's a potential for a future there, and then you just start having the conversation of, do you want kids at all?
Mm-hmm.
So because he may not want them. And then if you do, then that could be a deal breaker for you.
Yeah.
Because again, there are other ways to have kids in your life.
Right. Right. Okay. Yeah. I think those are some great suggestions. And, you know, if you want, you can peruse the Facebook page, too, at Ben and Kelly Show. We did get a message from Lisa that says, look, we segued from eating your feet to this woman's issues. I have major concerns for her.
Listen, this is not on her. That is completely Ben going off book, trying to, like, give an example of something similar. And it was not similar at all. Not similar at all.
Well, it was similar in the sense that...
No, it's not similar.
When do you tell your partner things about you?
Well, I would contend that, again.
That's what I
you
was...
You never tell that.
That
if
was my brain.
Bite your toenails, we never reveal that to anybody. That
I mean,
date.
But true love...
We keep
love,
that our own little hygiene secret.
True love will say, you know what? That's fine. Let your freak flag fly. Let's go.
Really?
You
really?
Know? Exactly. It's just, it's all about when do you tell your partner things about yourself? That's where I was going with that.
I hope that you didn't reveal that to your wife.
I can't. I couldn't reveal it to her even if I wanted
okay.
to.
Okay. All right. But are you going to tell her I wish I could? It sounds a little like you would.
All right. So, hey, if you want to continue chatting about it, you can online. Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. Coming up.